Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh here. 8:30 on a Monday morning. Foggy, misty, and 56 degrees. Tropical storm Beta turns slowly toward Texas and Louisiana. Fox's Adam Klotz has more.
Another Gulf of Mexico storm that we're watching that's a real slow mover, similar to what we saw with Sally. This isn't going to be as large, but it is absolutely crawling once again. It's going to be another rainmaker because it's such a slow speed. Going to bring a lot of rain to areas that have seen way too much rain here over the last couple of weeks. So we still have some tropical storm warnings now stretching from the Texas coast all the way across Louisiana. But like we said, it's not going to just be the wind. It's really going to be a story about that heavy rain that begins to fall.
Beta could bring up to 20 inches of rain to some parts of Texas and Louisiana over the next several days. Storm is no longer expected to reach hurricane intensity. Wichita police investigating a pair of shootings that occurred Saturday during the noon hour.
One man was shot during a fight outside of an apartment complex in the 2500 block of West Wildwood Lane in southwest Wichita. He suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to his leg and was transported to a local hospital. Another shooting report came from the 2500 block of East Graham in northeast Wichita. Police found a victim with a gunshot wound through his lower body. He was transported to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Police are still looking for a suspect in each case. If you have any information, you are asked to call 911. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A former top executive at the Kansas Board of Regents and longtime University of Kansas administrator and professor has died.
Reggie Robinson, who is the current president of the Kansas Health Foundation, died Saturday at age 63. Robinson served as president and CEO of the governing body of Kansas public colleges and universities from 2002 to 2010. After that, he led Washburn University's Center for Law and Government for several years before returning to KU, where he led the School of Public Affairs and Administration before becoming the university's vice chancellor for public affairs. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Centers for Disease Control is releasing new data showing an increase in COVID-19 cases in the U.S. Fox's Alex Hogan reports.
The CDC announcing 42,000 extra cases today, and California and Texas surpassing 15,000 deaths. Now, Utah, Arizona, and Colorado are leading the country with the highest daily new case increases. Minnesota also saw its own new single-day high.
The COVID-19 death toll in the U.S. now approaching 200,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. Health officials say a Chiefs fan who tested positive for COVID-19 one day after attending the season opener was allowed into a lower-level box seat without a negative test through a lapse. Kansas City Star reports the fan should have been tested for COVID-19 before being admitted to the box, per the Chiefs policy, which applies only to those sitting in suites, including the lower-level field boxes. Kansas City Health Department spokesman Bill Snook said the agency is working with the Chiefs, who are responsible for the testing, to strengthen the protocol. And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a nice quiet start to the day in Wichita, temperatures will be in the upper 70s to near 80 with a mostly sunny sky. Winds will stay out of the south. Clear and 56 overnight, and some clouds begin drifting our way from the south tomorrow. Our high 76. Could even see a few showers in southern Kansas by Tuesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, fog and mist and 56 degrees, and we have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. Could even be a little smoke out there as well. We've had some strange weather. Been pretty nice out, but strange weather over the past few days. 8:34 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment to use the blur this morning with Chad Chambers on the blur desk. It's blurry out there.
That's right. It was a big trophy haul for more than one show at the 2020 Emmys on Sunday night. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino with the details.
Schitt's Creek made history at the 72nd annual Emmys on ABC, grabbing all 7 awards in the comedy category.
This is a night to remember, and I cannot thank the Academy enough for their generosity. This is completely overwhelming, and I thank you, thank you.
Watchmen, which went in with the most nominations, took home 4, one for Regina King as actress, while Zendaya became the youngest ever to win Best Actress for HBO's Euphoria. Succession won 4 awards as well for Best Drama Series. Politics made an appearance throughout the night. Jimmy Kimmel hosted, opening up using the audience from last year. The show also featured a girls-only Friends reunion. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The Emmys.
That's right, the Emmys. All sorts of fun there.
All fun.
Yeah. Well, we got 2 stars teaming up in a show about 2 women cops. Here's Fox's Ashley Dvorkin.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba, who star in and executive produce Fox's new series, LA's Finest, bringing a new action duo to TV.
We were very purposeful in how we created the show so we could be something we've never seen before, which is having 2 women of color as the leads of the show and also as executive producers.
The 2 play LAPD detectives Sid Burnett and Nancy McKenna, with Sid from Bad Boys 2 inspiring this spinoff.
We didn't know what motivated her. We didn't know where she went to college, or we didn't know anything. So we had a whole world that we could create.
And as Alba notes, it's quite an impressive and all-encompassing world they created.
She took her character from Bad Boys and created this whole new universe where women get to kick butt, take names, crack jokes, still are vulnerable, have emotions, have drama, all that good, juicy drama that you would want to see in these types of stories.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The movie industry still working on emerging from the coronavirus pandemic. Here's Fox's Kathleen Maloney with more.
Fox on film.
After nearly 6 months of being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic, about 3/4 of the country's movie theaters are open. But despite enhanced security measures and the promise of new blockbusters, they're not seeing the level of business they were hoping for. On top of this, indoor theaters are still closed in the biggest markets, New York and Los Angeles. Earnings are very disappointing. Warner Brothers' Tenet, bringing in just over $36 million from North American audiences since opening several weeks ago. This poor performance leading some studios to push back new releases even further. On a positive note, though, for the film industry, the box office tracker Comscore was able to come up with a domestic top 10 chart for the first time in 6 months. The 3 biggest earners at U.S. and Canadian theaters last weekend were Tenet with $4.7 million, The New Mutants with $1.6 million, and Infidel with $1.5 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Going to the movies.
Yep. Well, disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has a new critic, the Queen of England. Here's Fox's Simon Owen reporting from London.
16 years ago, Harvey Weinstein received an honorary CBE, a top British award, short for Commander of the Civil Division of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. But with the movie producer now jailed in New York for rape and sexual assault, Queen Elizabeth has taken it back, stripping Weinstein of the title and erasing his name from the order's register. British honours can be withdrawn for various reasons, including a lengthy prison sentence. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Oh. That's right, they took it back.
Yeah, how about that?
You take that one back.
Yeah.
Okay, the world of competitive gaming and the
gaming.
Overwatch League enters its final tournament. Here's Fox's Emin Dignam reporting, explaining what's happening.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. It's the Final Four, but probably not the one you're used to. The Overwatch League running full steam into the 2020 Grand Finals tournament. The format changing at the beginning of the season to tournament rules due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Shanghai Dragons and Seoul Dynasty will represent the Asia bracket, while the Philadelphia Fusion and San Francisco Shock will represent North America. The Shock are the defending champions.
The San Francisco Shock are the 2019 Overwatch League champions!
While the Fusion made it to the finals in the inaugural season, losing to the London Spitfire, who have given up two of their star players, Gesture and Profit, to the Dynasty. The Dragons turning their franchise around from the inception in the first year, and most of the second year of the league, they were the team with the worst record, now considered one of the best. And they have this year's MVP in sharpshooter Fleta. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
Fleta. Yep. Okie doke.
You had no idea what any of that was, did
nope,
you?
Nope, not a clue.
Here's one you might have heard of,
okay,
Steve.
Here you go.
Yes, it was on this day in 1937.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Hobbit was published by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Right.
That's right.
The Hobbit.
Yeah. Got a clip from the movie based on that novel. Here's Ian McKellen's Gandalf speaking with Martin Freeman's Bilbo Baggins.
I can't take this.
The blade is of elvish make, which means it will glow blue when orcs or goblins are nearby.
I have never used a sword in my life.
And I hope you never have to. But if you do, remember this. True courage is about knowing not when to take a life, but when to spare one.
Ah, that's pretty deep.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the first 15 seconds of that, but the last one.
Well, The Hobbit, or There and Back Again, is the children's book whose sequels would become the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Right.
Reliable numbers, not exactly easy to find. However, estimated global sales of The Hobbit, between 35 and 100 million copies since 1937.
Ooh.
Not too bad for J.R.R. Tolkien there. Let's see. On this day in music history, it was a fairly big day in music history because that's when we first got this. That's right. Jimi Hendrix Experience released their cover, Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower.
Yep.
Released as a single today on this day in 1968. A lot of people consider it to be the definitive version of this song. Including myself, I think so as well.
The only one I know about.
Well, it was a cover of Bob Dylan's song.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, Bob Dylan says that this version
this
of it is
better
the,
than it.
Yeah, he preferred Hendrix's version as
How
well.
About that?
So there you go. But yeah, it was on this day in 1968. We got All Along the Watchtower. It was on this day in television history.
Uh-oh.
That's right. The very first Monday Night Football. First kicked off on this date in 1970 on ABC. So yeah, Monday Night Football is kind of Monday Night Football's birthday today. Entertainment birthdays, Faith Hill, 53 years old today. Sold more than 40 million albums worldwide. Her first two albums, Take Me As I Am and Matters to Me, were major successes and placed a combined three number ones on the Billboard Country charts. So happy birthday to Faith Hill. Here's a big one today. Happy birthday to prolific writer Stephen King, 73 years old today.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Best known, of course, for his works of horror and suspense, which have sold over 350 million copies worldwide. I'm a big fan. I actually like Stephen King novels.
Sure.
I think the big birthday that we're having out there today, though, happy birthday today to an actor, Bill Murray.
Oh, Bill Murray.
Yep.
Family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
So I guess the question we have to ask ourselves today is, does Phil feel lucky?
Rita, I'm reliving the same day over and over. Groundhog Day, today.
Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing, do I did it,
That's right. Ghostbusters, Stripes. Ugh. Too many movies to name, really. That's right. Bill Murray, so happy birthday to Bill Murray. Bill Murray just had an incredible career out there, 70 years old today. And on television, the latest, Steve, from Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, boy.
The Osbournes, want to believe, Jack Osbourne is showing his parents videos of flying saucers and crop circles and
all sorts of other nonsense. So after seeing all these videos, does Ozzy believe?
I must confess, Chuck. Well, I'm somewhat of a believer now.
Oh. It's working.
Here you go.
It's working, I suppose. So, yeah, that's the Osbournes want to believe that's on TV out there these days.
Monday Night Football in the booth, a fellow named Howard Cosell, a lawyer from Long Island. And about a year and a half later, I interviewed Mr. Cosell myself.
So, wow.
Yes,
cool.
Sir. How about that?
There's our Steve and Ted connection
out there.
There
you go.
And the Blur, every weekday, is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. You can call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-1525. They repair and service most major appliances and most makes and models out there. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
A new tech degree at a local school. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Keep it here, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.